Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Well, hello there, everyone. Welcome to the April Fool's edition of the Mistress Interviews, which means, guess what? There's no interview. No, I'm kidding. We have Miss Scarlett with us tonight. Welcome, Miss Scarlett.
Thank you. I was going to say, well, is it Miss Scarlett or could it be someone else?
That is funny. See, I should have put up like Mystery Mistress and let them just figure out who it was or something. But I thought, no, I'm sure there's going to be some good jokes along the way anyway, so we won't even have to worry about that. So we already got the little bit of pleasantries out of the way. You know, I never keep track of how long anybody else is with LDW, just myself. Mm-hmm. So how long is it now?
Well, it's so funny because last month was actually my 4-year anniversary.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
4 years.
I know. It snuck up on me. I was on a call, and sometimes people ask, you know, how long have you been doing this? And I thought, well, I started, it was March, and oh, wait a minute. It's March now. It's 4 years. So
that's
four whole years.
Wow. It flies by, doesn't it? It's just amazing to me. I can't believe how quick that went by. Wow. So what was it that made you first decide to become a phone mistress?
Well, I guess I've always kind of lived by this saying. And the saying goes, find something that you're passionate about and then figure out how to get paid for it.
Oh, that is so perfect. So perfect.
I'd been doing lots of things that I just wasn't passionate about and I just wasn't enjoying and I wasn't feeling fulfilled. And also I wanted, of course, flexibility and, you know, all of those good things. But I wanted to get my kink on and really explore more, be able to, you know, share my knowledge and learn. And I just kind of, you know, I posted on a forum one day and next thing you know, there I was at LDW.
Wow, really? So LDW was your very first gig?
LDW was my first.
Wow. So we popped the mistress cherry.
Totally.
Wow, that's really interesting. So what were you doing before LDW came along?
Oh, I've done a lot of different things. This is a funny one. I was in banking for many years. Not many, just about four. But so banking was something that I did. I also did a lot of internet work writing. And I'm actually a HTML editor and, you know, boring things like that. Now I write sometimes on the side. I'll do technical training manuals. I know. It sounds so exciting.
No, I think that's pretty cool, actually. I think that's very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, banking, you know, you're not the first mistress to say that, believe it or not. I thought that that was something interesting. It seems like banking is kind of a common theme, banking or financial type jobs, which I almost wish that were me because that could have served me well, but...
Well, I kind of look at it like a sexy super, like a Superman kind of character. Like there I was in the bank all day wearing my suits and skirts and, you know, business things. And then at night I was being this kinky, naughty vixen. And I just needed to kind of, you know, cut that one part out and just reveal myself all the time. So when I found phone sex as a business, I was like, oh, hallelujah, this is it.
Nice. And 4 years later, here you are.
Yep, here
I am.
And a lot of other girls, same anniversary I trained when I first came on, you know, we have such amazing, I mean, nobody just gets thrown into the fire here. So I was on board, coming on board with several other mistresses that are still here today, too, including Miss Mandy and a couple others.
Isn't that funny? I was going to say 4 years seems to be the theme lately too. I've noticed the last few mistresses that I've interviewed have been mostly in the 4 to 5 year range, which that's really, to me, it's just wonderful. I love the fact that a lot of ladies come here and they stay a long time. It's a testimony to the company, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, did you do any, did you go to college or no? Or
mm-hmm. I did. I went to my local college and took some classes, human sexuality, psychology, those types of mm-hmm. classes. And then, of course, computing classes, lots and lots of those.
Oh, I know.
And yeah, but I never really, you know, pursued any degrees or anything because I just kind of fell into careers. So now I still like to learn now. I'll take a class every once in a while just for the heck of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we still have to activate our biggest sexual organ and keep our minds active and learning.
Absolutely. You know, I do the same thing. I just take a class every once in a while because, oh, that looks like such an interesting class. I think I'll take that. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I'm not really interested in going for a degree or anything. It's just,
mm-hmm.
just for the fun of it.
Someday they may surprise me and just mail me one or something.
Wouldn't that be nice? Well, I think you should get huge points for life experience. You really should. You should get great points for life experience and all the things that we experience on the phone and off the phone in mm-hmm. just our regular lives. We should be getting huge life, you know, college credit for all that.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. So describe for me your first phone sex call ever, since it was with LDW and 4 years
yeah.
ago. Maybe you remember. Do you remember it?
You know what, Tia? I was trying to think really, really hard. And I think even, you know, I think you had done an interview with me back almost 4 years ago. And even then, I couldn't remember. And the reason is there was so much excitement. It's not that, you know, I have a really good memory, as my callers will tell you. They're blown away sometimes at the details that I remember. But
mm-hmm.
for some reason, that first call or even the first few, I just don't even remember. I remember that one client that I still talk to today was someone that called me on the first day that I was taking calls. And,
well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I remember telling him, it's my first day. And he was like, uh-huh, sure. And when he found out that it really was, you know, it's like, I hate to compare it, but it's like the stripper at the club that's been there for 20 years says, oh, it's my first day. Maybe I don't know what's allowed and what's not. I was being serious, though. It was my first day, but I don't remember my first call, but I do remember my call with him. And I remember just us talking about, he was traveling at the time. He was staying in a hotel, and we had this kind of common fetish for hotel sex. And so we just had this hot fantasy that we met in the hotel bar, and I came up to his room after he had, of course, seduced me. And then I flipped the tables on him, and he ended up wearing my panties or something fun like that. So I remember that one.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't remember my first one either, but I do remember within the first, I think, 2 or 3 days, I had my first webcam call.
Mm.
And he was gorgeous.
Oh.
And I just sat there, like, stunned the whole time because he was so incredibly good looking. Mm. And afterwards, I remember texting Miss Allie and saying, well, I think I'm going to like it here. And she just laughed. She said, I know, I've had him before. But that was way back when there was only, like, 8 of us.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. So, you know.
Oh.
It was just a really intimate little group, you know, mm-hmm. and you talked with Miss Allie like all the time. Now you don't really mm-hmm. see her that much, but
mm-hmm.
then we've grown so much.
Yeah.
Halfway says, suddenly I'm reminded of the rival sports agent from Jerry Maguire. Remember the name of that stripper you banged? Well, that was me. It was April.
That's funny.
And then he says, except in Miss Scarlett's case, it's remember the name of that guy you blew while at the glory hole? It was Scott. That's the kind of mistress I am.
Oh, my goodness.
That's so funny. Castaway's hilarious. So when people find out what you do for a living, mm-hmm. if you tell people, what's mm-hmm. the most typical question that they usually ask you regarding your
mm-hmm.
job?
Well, I do tell people. I tell everyone what I do.
Good for you.
I do. It took a while. It took a while to get comfortable with that, but now I find it empowering and hella fun. So when people find out, when I tell them, usually they get this look on their face and they're like, oh, wait a minute. Like, real? Like, really? You get paid to have phone sex? I'm like, yeah, but not just phone sex. Like, I'm talking, you know, I'm like an amazing fantasy creation, role play, exotic, erotic fetish expert. Like, there is no just phone sex here. Like, this is the real thing. And this is my full-time career, you know? And a lot of times they'll be, like, interested in, you know, what kind of money can you make? But then, of course, they always want to know what's the weirdest call you've ever had.
Absolutely. Isn't that funny? It always works that way. What's the weirdest call you've ever had? I like that. Well, if you did answer that question, what would it be?
Well,
you know, off the cuff, what the hell? Why not? Let's ask that one.
Exactly, right? Well, as you know, it changes all the time depending on what the weirdest call that day was. Some days you don't have weird calls, but, you know, some of them stick out more than others. Let's see. Most recently I had someone, yeah, just yesterday I had someone that was very vanilla, very, very vanilla. And if someone doesn't know what vanilla means, that just means, you know, just straight, you know, boy on girl sex, and it's great. But then all of a sudden, out of the blue, he wanted to know if I would bend over.
Oh my.
Spread my ass cheeks. And if he could take a chocolate covered strawberry and put it in my bum. I don't find that too weird, but it was just that it. It was just, you know, we were being so sensual and, you know, all of that. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, he just wanted me to turn over and spread my cheeks and stick this strawberry, chocolate-covered strawberry in my butt.
Okay.
So I found that a little odd coming
from
him.
That is fun. Oh, my gosh. And, of course, you did. But
of course.
That's interesting. That is so funny. A chocolate-covered strawberry. Actually, I think that's kind of sexy.
Yeah. I don't know where the strawberry came from. We hadn't ordered room service. I don't know where it was. But all of a sudden, it appeared, and I was all for it. But, you know, if someone asked me today, that would be the answer. Now, next week, I could have been a vampire or
yes.
a ghost or, you know, who knows?
I like being a succubus or a vampire. That's always fun. That's a blast.
I like that. I had someone, we used to have these great succubus fantasies, and I wrote this whole blog post about it, and it got so much attention, and people were calling me to, you know, have me be their succubus, and it was really hot. It was really cool.
Yes, I think being a succubus is really, really a popular fantasy. You know, it's something that is known and unknown, and it's got so many facets to it. I love that fantasy. With regard to different kinds of fetishes and all the different ones that are out there, there's so many. But if you could name what your top four are, what would be your top four favorites?
My top four favorite fetishes or like
fetishes or types of calls?
Well, my favorite type of call is when someone calls and they really want to... They want to really connect with someone. I'm all for a quick call, believe me. I think that's super fun too. But I really enjoy it when somebody calls and, you know, they open up and let me find out about them, about their fetishes and their kinks, but also about them as a person. I really like that when there's, when you can feel that connection with that other person. So I think that's my number one favorite, and I know that's not a fetish. So now I'll do a fetish.
Okay.
I love cock and ball torture, Tia. I love cock and ball torture.
Oh, you and me both, honey. You and me both.
Oh, there's just something about it. And then if they can be on webcam, I mean, it's totally fine if they're not, but if they can be on webcam, even better. Like, oh. I love it. I love it. It can be something, you know, simple and easy or, you know, the more extreme. I like it all. I like all of it.
Nice.
Ball busting, cock and ball torture. And then in my own personal kink experience, I really love a good mind fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone kind of gives me some details, if I can kind of pull some details out of them and then kind of weave a fantasy that I know where it's going to go, but they don't know where it's going to go, and then I can kind of, you know, push that button or pull that trigger and really, really surprise them.
Nice.
That really, that excites me too. And then, of course, I love just dirty, raunchy sex. Dirty, raunchy sex.
Dirty, raunchy sex.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
One, two, three, four people, however many people you want to throw in there. As long as it's dirty and raunchy, I can go along with that. So I like
Interesting.
That.
Interesting. I like that. That's cool. So what's your normal schedule for taking calls?
I'm usually available later in the evening. I'm definitely a night owl. So you'll almost always find me around 11 o'clock to 2 a.m. Eastern. But, you know, I'm on at different times all the time. Sometimes somebody will see me on in the morning and say, are you okay?
Yes.
Because I'm not generally a morning person, but you never know what my, you know, my other life might have gotten me up early for or something like that. So you never know, but I set appointments a lot. And I love appointments because then you know there's not going to be any trying to get a hold of me. There's not going to be trying to connect and missing me. We're going to connect at that time on that day, guaranteed. So appointments are always the best for me.
Appointments are wonderful. I love them for that reason. You know you can count on it. It's, you know that the minute you log in, your phone's going to ring. And what better feeling in the world than to have your phone ring immediately as soon as you come on. I mean, it's just fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you hang out at the House of Dirty, as Ms. Ryan calls it, every once
yes,
in a while.
Yes, I do.
And I've seen a few pictures of your wonderful little dog, which reminds me of mine, actually. So it's kind of cute. I want to steal your dog.
You can't have him. You can't have him. He's right here, actually, sitting here looking at me because there's a bowl of treats on my desk and he wants them. But the House of Dirty is like, I'm reading the chat now and two things. So Alice Wonder, you're right. If somebody makes an appointment, you better be there. That
exactly.
is so true.
Oh, yeah.
That is so true because there's nothing worse than taking the time to honor someone's time and schedule and then to have them not return that. That's just bleh. And
oh,
then,
I will blackball you for that. If you make an appointment
totally.
With me and you don't show up, yeah, you're on the Miss Tia's quote-unquote shit list.
I'm so right there. I'm so right there. I have a couple, but, you know, rarely in the 4 years that I've been making appointments has anyone not shown up on time or, you know. So, yeah, a mistress should never be kept waiting. You're right,
exactly.
Passed away.
Exactly. Oh,
that's
yes.
True.
I totally agree
so back
with that.
To my dog, Miss Ryan.
Yeah, she says, no, he's mine. Oh.
My little dog is so adorable. He's just this tiny little 5-pound chihuahua. And someone recently from my Amazon wish list, they sent this a doggy bag carrier.
Oh.
Because I travel a lot. So now he can come with me. The only thing is, when I put the bag in the list, I picked out small, you know, because he's little. 5 pounds. Well, you could probably fit 5 of him in this bag.
Oh, my gosh.
He needed an extra small because he's
yes.
only 5 pounds. Back to my dog. There's a quote.
That's so funny. I have a Yorkie Chihuahua mix.
Aww.
And she is just, you know, the little princess because she's, the other two are boys and they're much bigger and she's, but I have probably 4 different purses to carry her around in. And we went to a hunting equipment type store, kind of like a Cabela's, but it's a local place. place here. And anyway, my sister and I last Christmas, and hilarious, because my sister said, I want to take the dog. I said, you know what? You're going to get tired of hauling her around. She might only be 4.5 pounds, but she does get a little bit cumbersome after a while.
Yeah.
So she found that out the hard way. But anyway, we're going through the checkout line, and there's these this huge display in the front of the store of all these stuffed animals. There's bears and cougars, and it's like this huge wildlife display, and they're all taxidermied animals. And she gets one look at that big cat and just started just barking her full head off. Everybody in the store turns around to look and see, where is that coming from? Because nobody really noticed her in the purse, you know. Oh, it was just hysterical. Embarrassing and hysterical at the same time. And I kept thinking, really? She's going to bark at a cougar.
That is so funny.
Oh, my God. It was just so funny. It was really great. Now, I know that you have a Twitter account, right?
I don't.
You don't? Okay.
I don't.
Some people do, some people don't. I never remember who does and who doesn't. But I know that you do have a blog.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your blog address?
I have an active blog, too. I blog on it pretty regularly. It's called thescarletmistress.com. And just remember, Scarlet has one T in it.
Okay. So thescarletmistress.com. I'm going to put that in the window so everybody knows where it is.
Oh, thanks. I was just going to do that.
No problem.
So thank you.
Now, this one came through from the Enchantrix Empire. It's a question that we got. I put up a poll, you know, asking for interesting questions. And some of the ladies have said they don't even do this, and then some of the ladies have come up with some good ones. Do you give assignments?
I do. I give assignments during a call. I don't do assignments by email.
Oh, okay.
But I do them while on the phone. I've had some fun with them.
And, well, I guess what they wanted to know was, the question was, tell us about some interesting assignments that you've given to callers and how they fulfilled them. And I thought, well, that's a really kind of cool question.
Okay, I'll tell you about one. I'm laughing because this was so funny. I had a client who was so humiliated about the size of his penis. That he would get on cam, but he would refuse to take his pants down. I would get him all the way down to his jockeys, and he just would not pull his pants down.
Oh, really?
He just wouldn't do it. He just would not do it. So his assignment was to go to the store.
Uh-huh.
He had to find fruits and or vegetables, and he had to find the exact same size as his testicles.
Oh, my. The same size as his testicles?
Uh-huh. The same size as his testicles and the same size as his penis.
And then what was he to do with it?
He was to turn on his webcam the next time he called me and have them there representing, since I couldn't see it, I wanted to at least have a visual. And do you know what he got? He got this little gherkin, like it's a type of cucumber.
Yeah.
And it was green with little bumps on it.
Yes.
But it was so tiny. It was so tiny. And then he got chestnuts. Like he didn't even get, I was expecting like oranges or like cherry tomatoes, but he got these chestnuts. So there are these two chestnuts and a gherkin sitting on his desk while he's sitting there in his little shorts, and I said, well, what is that? And he had to tell me, these are my testicles and this is my penis. And it was the funnest. It was just the funnest.
That,
to this day, we laugh about it.
Oh, my God. That's very creative and so funny. Oh, my God. I can't even imagine. We should have a contest for all the guys to put together fruits, vegetables, any kind of food that represents your penis and your testicles.
Oh, my goodness.
It's see what the kind of different combinations they can come up with. Oh, my God.
It's hysterical. Could you imagine? I mean, they could really come up with a lot of stuff.
Yes, they could. It takes your grocery shopping to a whole new level. Chestnuts and a gherkin sounds like the opening to a priest, a cardinal, and a rabbi to walk into a bar type joke. That's true.
Two chestnuts and a gherkin.
That is so funny. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Shana, I know that you personally, you're very open minded person sexually, mm-hmm. even in your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever had any doubts or concerns or maybe even questioned any of the fetishes that you are into personally? And if so, how did you deal with that?
I don't think I've ever really questioned any of my fetishes or kinks. The only thing I have had some problem with of late, and a lot of my callers talk to me about this, whether it be something they fantasize about or that they really do, but I'm actually polyamorous, which means I have multiple, not just sex partners, but multiple relationships
right.
and multiple love.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's of late been not an issue. Well, okay, yeah, an issue. Anybody that thinks having one partner is hard, try having two or more.
Exactly, it is.
Yeah, so I've struggled with that a little bit. Like, you know, why can't I be happy with just one person? And then, you know, they have 32 flavors of Baskin-Robbins for a reason.
That's right.
Nobody wants vanilla every time. So I just have to, you know, work through that. So that's something I'm working through personally right now, and I'm doing that by reading some books and talking to my partners and just being open and honest and talking to some other people in the lifestyle and getting their advice. So that's mm-hmm. what I'm doing. And then, you know, when they call me and they talk to me about their fetishes or, you know, a lot of men call because they have certain sexual feelings, or when they close their eyes and are masturbating, certain images come to mind.
Yeah.
And they may feel guilty about it or question their sexuality even, or, you know, all of that. We all of us ladies have heard those stories. And I really enjoy when I get those calls because I want to be a person that they can call and truthfully, you know, not pretend, but truthfully hear from someone that it's okay. It's a fantasy. A fantasy is not it's not bad. There's no harm in
no.
fantasy. You know, fantasy and phone sex are the safest sex that you can ever have. And once that phone hangs up, poof, it's gone, and
mm-hmm.
that's it. So that's what I like. I like when people call and they talk to me about fetishes and fantasies, and I can just be real with them and let them know my thoughts.
I know that you like to read. You do quite a bit of reading.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a book not too long ago that you probably would love.
Oh, what is it?
And it's called Perv, The Sexual Deviant in All of Us.
Really? I have not even heard of that.
It is so good.
I'm going to go put it in my Amazon list. What's it called? Perv?
Perv, The Sexual Deviant in All of Us. Right now, I don't know exactly what the... Well, I only paid $1.78 for it, but Jesse Baring. And it is really, really good, and I'm just enthralled with the entire thing. And it's funny because you made that statement that when you're masturbating, you go back to the things that turn you on. And those things actually are very ingrained from when you're first sexually awakened at uh-huh. whatever age that is.
Uh-huh.
And those are things that you're not going to be able to really get rid of.
Yeah.
You can try. You can feel guilty about it if you want to. But basically what it comes down to is the fact that that's the way you are programmed, period.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you just have to accept yourself for who you are and move on with it. You know,
I think... Don't you feel like, Tia, that a lot of people call us for that acceptance that they don't feel that they'll get from
absolutely.
Their mm-hmm. mate or their friends? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of the parts of this this is one of the parts of this job that people don't think about. They think it's all just, you know, and it is a lot of fun and sex and all of that, but a lot of it's a lot deeper than that.
Mm-hmm. And Ms. Ryan, like Ms. Ryan just said, polyamorous, well, Alice said, I think polyamorous is the way our species is supposed to be. And Ms. Ryan said, you're very right, Alice, monogamous was a Christian construct. Polyamory is a much more natural state of being for us. Mm-hmm. And in this book, and I haven't gotten very far into it, probably the first two chapters, they discuss the fact that, you know, primates even, they have no problem at all with masturbating each other, you know, having bisexual sex, having gay sex, having straight sex. And it doesn't, you know, it's like no big deal to them.
It's
and,
like
you know,
no big deal at
yeah,
all.
And we share, 98% of our DNA with the primates? So there you go.
I think it's funny, like, when we're describing certain animals, like we'll say, like here in Florida, Ms. Ryan will is going to screech right now, but there are these huge birds that are kind of like pterodactyls, and they mate for life. And
yes.
Then dolphins, they say, mate for life. So
mm-hmm.
How funny is it that we only know a characteristic of a few animals that mate for life and all the rest don't?
Yeah.
you know?
Fucking birds. Does she not like those birds?
They're
huge. What's the matter, Ms. Ryan? Do they freak you out?
They're huge. They're so big, Tia. They're called sandhill cranes, and they're so big. And when they fly, it's like there's pterodactyls in the sky. Hey, that rhymed. But anyway, it was they're really,
really?
Cool. Really, really cool birds. But they're very loud, and they just walk in the street because they just don't know manners, you know, they're birds.
Mm-hmm.
And they walk around trying not to get killed, and they're really huge. Yeah.
He says they're not cute,
like
they're
that.
Stalkers. I can't see how a bird, well, there is the Alfred Hitchcock movie, so I guess I would take back that, yeah. And they have disposable offspring?
They do. They do. They always have two babies, but only one is really meant to move forward. The other one is kind of, you know, there.
Wow.
Yeah. It's true.
That's
a lot of animals do that.
Statement. That's
a lot of
something.
Animals do. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. That's just, yeah, the spare.
It's the spare. I mean, a lot of animals do that. We just don't like to, you know, we don't talk about it a lot. But I think I told Ryan that because you'll see two, and then you know, a week or so later, you'll see just the one. And I had, you know, growing up here, I always knew that it would be okay. And I would always hope to always see two, but I don't think I've ever seen two.
Isn't that strange? Well, if I were you, Miss Ryan, I wouldn't be as concerned about the birds as the fact that, you know, it's an actual documented fact that dolphins rape humans.
Oh.
And I thought that was just unbelievable and interesting also. I thought, really? Dolphins rape humans? Why?
I haven't given thought to that.
I can't imagine. Why would a dolphin rape a human? It just doesn't make any sense to me. But yeah, apparently there's been quite a few documented cases of that happening, and the absolute trauma that it induces.
Oh,
you haven't been to the ocean, Miss Ryan? Aren't you? You're not very far from the ocean, are you?
She's not far whatsoever.
And she hasn't even been to the ocean.
She can practically smell the ocean from the House of Dirty.
There's something wrong with you. Spitting distance and you haven't gone to the ocean. There's
well, that's because there are bridges involved with that.
Oh, do we
I
have
hope
bridge
I didn't give
fear?
Anything away.
We have bridge fear.
Oh, I have to stop. She knows where I sleep.
Come on up here to the Pacific Northwest, Miss Ryan, and I will take you across the Tacoma Narrows.
Yeah.
Way up towards Seattle, and believe me, you'll have a whole new respect for bridges. Catnip, Miss Scarlett.
Oh, no. She's got this cat. I knew it was coming. I knew it was going to come to that. I knew it. I apologize. I'm so sorry, Mistress. I'm so sorry.
There's no doubt that she rules the house of dirty. I know.
Well, you can let her tell you that, but it's really Melissa.
Oh. That's going to get you in even more trouble. That's so funny. Oh, my goodness. That bridge is insane. Everyone slows down going up that. Yes, yes. Oh. Alice knows the bridge I'm talking about. In fact, there's a very famous video of the Tacoma Narrows and the first time it was built, and they called her Galloping Gertie because the bridge literally swayed, and it swayed to the point in a really bad storm where the whole thing collapsed. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And there's video of it. You'll find it. It's way back in the 30s or 40s that happened. Then they rebuilt it.
Wow.
And it's been fine ever since. It's sturdy as can be. But, yes, when you go across it, there are flashing lights. Sometimes that say high winds, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, she's seen the video. I knew she had. I figured that she had.
Wow.
So, on with our interview.
I forgot we were doing that.
Really, we've gone pretty quickly. It's funny. We've gone really quickly, and I'm amazed. So I love this question. It's my favorite question, and I wrote this question, and I keep it in just because it's so much fun. Name one person, alive or dead, that you'd love to have phone sex with, and describe for us the type of call you'd like to have with them.
Oh.
I know.
Okay.
And I love that one.
It's going to be two people.
Ooh.
It's going to be.
There we go with the polyamory again.
Yes. I just can't get away. It's going to be a young Tom Cruise and a young Val Kilmer. It's going to be the two of them on a beach playing volleyball.
Of course, like Top Gun.
Very bad. Oh, that's the scene right
mm-hmm.
there. Neither of them are allowed to speak, except Val may be allowed to say a couple of things.
Oh,
but
that's fun.
I want it to be, I want it to be a coerced by phone sex call.
Ooh, who's going to fuck off who? I want to know.
I don't
Inquiring
care.
Inquiring minds want to know. Oh, make
both
Tom,
of them.
No, make Val suck off Tom because I don't like Val. Miss Ryan says, I need a moment with that visual. You better get out your fan, darling.
I think that would be good. I think
Oh,
that,
yes.
I think it would be good. So that's what I want. I want a coerced by phone sex call with Val Kilmer and Tom Cruise as they were in Top Gun, that age, looking like
uh-huh.
that. Cocky and arrogant.
Cocky.
And I want to, like, put them in their places and make them do dirty, raunchy things to one another.
And make them have a cock sword fight.
Oh, yes. Just like that. And I want Val to, like, chomp his teeth and go.
I agree, Alice. That's the best answer to that question that I have ever heard. It is. It really is. Miss Scarlett, there's a movie scene where a character lays down
oh.
a Top Gun is a total homoerotic allegory. Seriously. Oh, really? You'll have to find that for us, Cass. That would be fun. Speaking
Please
of which,
do.
I enjoyed the things that you sent me last week, Castaway, and I watched that whole moonlighting episode and just loved every second of it. He sent me a really old moonlighting episode that
oh.
was just wonderful to watch. Bruce Willis back in the day, I'm telling you.
Please
yes.
do, Castaway. Yeah.
Yeah, track that down for us because that would be really fun. You know, you just bring up all kinds of visuals there.
Mm-hmm,
it's just
mm-hmm.
amazing. And then there's the rumors that, you know, Tom Cruise is gay and mm-hmm. there's, oh my goodness, it's just so much. We could do so much with that. That would be fantastic. Now, I know that you probably are a switch, but I'm going to ask you that question anyway.
I'm identifying much more as a switch lately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not a hardcore dame. I'm not. I can be when the situation is right. But I'm much more playful and sensual. And, you know, I hate labels. But if I have to have one, then I guess a switch isn't bad.
No, I like being a switch.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I don't The only time I think I would draw the line, that I draw the line, is if the person wanted to get very, very physically forceful with me, and then I have to draw the line. Just for personal reasons, I have to draw the line. But but otherwise, oh yeah, vanilla's fine, no problem. Just Miss Ryan, yeah, me too. Total switch. I'm a switch. Which mistress tops me switches by my mood. Oh my. I can't imagine Miss Ryan. Miss Ryan, you're not a switch. You might have one in your hand, but you're not.
There was sarcasm there in her reply.
You think?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. I just can't even. For enough coffee, I can do anything. Aww.
I can
see. We
don't
make the coffee, so, you know.
I don't know.
That's funny. But we know who makes the coffee, so really, that only comes down to, you know, you'd be a switch for the one person that makes the coffee. And we know who makes the coffee. Uh-huh. So, but only for
That's
Melissa,
true.
Exactly.
That's true.
There you go.
That's right. That's Melissa.
Oh, my goodness. So do you have, and I like this, I've had some of the strangest answers to this, and I love every answer that I get. What would you say is your one guilty pleasure in life that people don't know about you?
I have lots of guilty pleasures. Let's see. I read really, vampire porn.
Ooh, really?
Mm-hmm. Like the new Black Dagger Brotherhood book released at midnight last night, and I don't yet have a copy of it on my Kindle, and I don't know why, but I don't, and I want one, even though I can't read it because I have like four books in front of it to read. I want it because it's about vampire men, and it's very erotic and sexy, and I like to escape in my Kindle by reading those. So I like that. I also get a lot of ideas for calls too.
You'll have to share with me your list of some of the best ones, because
sure.
I love vampire porn. I think
sure.
it's just wonderful. And the more
Ryan and I have a lot of the same. Ryan turned me on actually to no, Miss Ryan, I did not buy The King. She said neener, neener, neener to me. Did you see that?
Yes.
That's not very mistress like.
She must have bought it. She must have purchased it.
I need to get it.
Oh, Miss Ryan.
Oh, I want it so bad. I'm gonna get it. But we have a lot of the same taste in books, and she actually turned me on to this other book series called The Gods of the Underworld, and it's about men that are possessed by these demons. And I actually have a client now that calls in, and I read him excerpts from the book. When I'm reading it, I'll actually jot down a page number that I know will really appeal to him. So
nice.
When he calls, I can read it to him. And, that's so fun for me. I love that. It's so, so fun. So vampire erotica and, you know, dirty supernatural books. That's one of my guilty pleasures.
Mm.
I also really like to travel. I like to just go places. People call and they never know where I am. I could be at home, or I could be at the House of Dirty, or I could be, you know, I'm not going to be at the beach or something taking a call, but you just never know where in the world I am. So
you're sort of a gypsy of sorts. You like to move
around. I am a gypsy. That's true.
That seems to suit you.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to suit your look also, I think. It does. It just suits you and your persona, being a gypsy type of
mm-hmm.
person. It just suits you. Now, I'm sure that you also have an all-time favorite when it comes to movies and music.
Oh.
So what would those be?
Okay. For music, I really love, I'm a Spotify addict, and so I love making playlists. So I love all kinds of music, although I don't really love rap. So any kind of music, meditation, drumming, rock and roll, whatever. So my favorite bands are Pink Floyd.
Oh, well, that's always
Doors,
a good choice.
Yeah. The Doors, Fleetwood Mac. I love George Michael. I love Cyndi Lauper. All kinds of stuff. I'm
nice.
Really digging John Legend right now. He's got some
cool
stuff.
I love
right?
John Legend.
Yeah. Yeah, even Bruno Mars makes me just, you know, that
mm-hmm.
new Happy song, that Happy
yeah.
song, that's got me like hopping all over the place. I love it. I love that.
Miss Ryan says you love Don Henley too.
I do love Don Henley, actually. All she wants to do is, come on,
dance.
That's true. Yes,
I have
Violet.
To say, though, did you see the yeah. dancing grandma video that's been circulating around lately? Come on. Everybody loves it. And I've watched it 3 times. I love watching that woman boogie. She can move.
I have not seen it. I'll have to look for it.
Oh, yes. She's dancing to Ice Ice Baby or
oh.
something like that. And it is just wonderful. She's cooking dinner and dancing to Ice Ice Baby. And I'll be honest, she makes me think of my mother.
Aww.
Because my mother, when I was a kid growing up and still to this day, that's one of the things she loves to do is have the music on
uh-huh.
and be in the kitchen cooking, and she's like dancing around
uh-huh.
while she's cooking. Not so much anymore because now she's got a little hip trouble and a little knee trouble, but uh-huh. she always, and as kids, we always danced in the kitchen. We always did. It's weird. It's one of my
yeah.
fondest memories is having our socks on and dancing in the kitchen on the freshly waxed floor.
Oh, fun.
So funny.
Fun.
It is. It's fun. But yes, you've got to see the dancing grandma because she is just hysterical. She kicks her shoes off. She dances with the dog. She just,
mm-hmm.
oh, yeah. Yeah, it's wonderful.
That sounds really fun. I heard
it is
there's
good.
Like... that the Pharrell song, the Happy, I heard there's a 24-hour video. Like, they recorded for 24 hours, and you can watch it.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't seen it or anything, but someone told me about it recently because I was singing the song and dancing around, and they were like, oh, there's a 24-hour one. So I think that'd be really
Pharrell
fun.
Williams, Happy, official
mm-hmm.
music video. I'm looking it up now. We'll have to find that one. I'll have to dance to that later. That sounds fun. So is there anything that you would like to share with us tonight that you didn't?
Hmm.
Tell us more secrets from the House of Dirty. I'm terrible, aren't I? I want to know the inside secrets. Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, I'll tell you something. A lot of times when you call, if I'm at the House of Dirty and you call me or you call Ryan, a lot of times you might find yourself not just talking to me or just talking to Ryan. Because a lot of times, you know, I may say to the caller, you know, they may ask you, where are you? And I might say, oh, I'm at Mistress Ryan's house. Do you know her? And if they don't, like, start crying because they're so scared, then they might say, ooh, there's another mistress there. And so it can be super fun because it's so much fun. We have had so much fun, like, playing with callers, having two mistress calls, having just, you know, putting someone on Skype and on Yahoo and just watching them. And it's been so much fun. I think it just adds a whole other kind of level.
Yes.
To it. It's so fun. It's so fun. Because, like, you can have a two mistress call anytime. I love two mistress calls and do it. I do it all the time. But when you know that she and I are right there, like, poking at each other and, like, you know, laughing and stuff. It's a different dynamic. That's really
oh, I
fun.
Just think it would be a blast.
Yeah.
I really do. I've been wanting to go back down to Florida for a visit. The jet lag kills me, so once I get down there, I need to sleep for like an entire day because I'm so used to my Pacific Coast time that it's hard for my body to make that changeover, you know.
Yeah.
But once I do, then I'm good to go. I'm fine. But I need at least 1 day of sleep, and then we're rocking. And hopefully everybody can put up with the fact that I snore a bit. And Miss Ryan, don't you say anything.
Well, you know, we have white noise machines and stuff like that. If
that's
it were necessary.
Cool.
Yeah. We live about a little bit over an hour apart. So it's really easy for me just to, you know, pack a little bag and run over there and hang out for a bit and then come back home. It's really, you know, not a big deal at all. And then,
nice.
You know, I have a guest room too. So
And
my dog is here. My dog's here.
Yes, and he's so darn cute. And my little Gizmo, she would just be like, oh, look, somebody my size. Of course, she doesn't.
Uh-huh.
I don't even think, really, to be quite honest, that she realizes that she's small. I don't think she knows.
It's that Napoleon complex with them. Mine doesn't know.
Yes.
Mine doesn't know. He peed on a huge German Shepherd. Peed on him.
Oh, my God.
Peed on him.
And the German Shepherd didn't eat him?
Didn't care. Didn't care at all. Not even a peep. Nothing.
That is so funny.
And he has a whole little wardrobe. He has a little leather bomber jacket he wears when we go to kinky events, and he comes with me. He wears his little bomber jacket, and then he has T-shirts that say things like, bitches love me, and one says sloppy kisser, and, you know, things like that.
Oh, I love it.
He's very
bitches
popular.
Love me and sloppy
bitches
kisser.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, that is so great. I love it.
It's my little guy.
And he loves his Florida Gators, huh?
No.
He said,
goodbye, Miss Ryan.
Pardon me, he loves call coming in. Love you.
Uh-huh, yeah. He
apparently,
does
he doesn't love the Florida Gators.
No. No, he does not love the Florida Gators. He is a Florida Seminole, not a Gator.
Really?
Really. That's just how it is.
I see. Well, we're Seahawks fans in my house.
Oh,
and that would not change if I ever moved to Florida, which actually, it's funny because Mr. T and I actually talked about that recently. We've been talking about, oh, come on, let's just put the house up for sale and move somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where. Let's just go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't really come to a decision as to where that would be yet. So
wow.
I told him, I said, you have 2 years to really think it through and decide where do you want to go?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay, we'll think about it over the next 2 years. And I'll get the finances in order enough so that we could do that. But I'm okay with that. And I know that he actually did live in Florida at one time. And he said he loved it. But I would want a house with a pool, most definitely. I mean, I live in Oregon, and I have a house with a pool, so I'm not giving up the pool. There's no way.
It seems to be, of late, it seems to be like the great phone sex operator migration south.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, everybody is moving here.
Well, you know what they say, rock you like a hurricane.
Well, you know, we've had a few good years, and I think everybody's, you know, poking their heads back. But, you know, I think things are good for right now. We'll see.
I kind of wonder about that. That's the only thing that really makes me iffy about the whole thing is, oh, what if a hurricane came through? I'm not real good on that part.
Yeah,
so.
It's one of those things, you know. I've lived in Florida my whole life. I'm a native, so I've lived here my whole life, and I experienced the two really bad ones that we had come through my area, and those were the first bad ones that I ever experienced, and since then, it's been just fine. So.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, we've had hurricanes before that, but nothing really major.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
just coop yourself up for a little bit and put on your oil lamps and hang out.
Yeah, well, I have to say, I am kind of jealous. My sister just headed down that way, you know, and they're in Orlando right now. And she sends me this picture, and it's like 80 degrees, and here it's barely 60, and we're just coming into spring. And I'm like, you know, I just really would love to be someplace where it's warm, and I don't have to listen to the rain constantly. Although Florida does get rain. I know it does.
We get a lot of rain. In the summer, it rains every day.
Mm-hmm. I've actually heard that. I've actually heard that it's like in the middle of the day, it rains, Then it stops. Yep. Everything dries up, and that's it, which
that's
I think
it.
Is just hilarious.
It's like clockwork. Every day between like 5 and 6, it rains every day when it's in the summer.
That's kind of cool. Go in the house, have dinner, watch the rain, come back out, and it'll be all dried up.
I don't mind. I like taking calls when it's raining. I just get in my bed and get all comfy, and, you know, it's nice.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, that's what I love about here. I love it. I love the rain, but I do get tired of it after a while. Anybody would, really. Anybody would. You know, you just kind of do. You get a little tired of it after a while. Although, we don't get the rain like, you know, in Texas. Have you ever been to Texas when it's raining?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh. It comes down in literal sheets. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It just comes down so hard that you literally can't even drive through it.
Wow.
It's it's really strange. But anyway.
we don't have that. Unless it's like there's a storm out there, then we get the bad rain and the wind. But if it's like a regular, just a rain, like a regular summer rain, then it could be raining in your front yard and not in your backyard.
That's yeah, because depending on where the cloud is, that's funny. Actually, that part would be kind of interesting. I'd like that. I'd be taking pictures.
That's kind of cool.
Look, there's rain in the front. Uh-huh. There's not rain in the back.
Yep.
I'd be running back and forth with a video camera. Look. Oh, my goodness. What did you just... Okay, hang on. It's going to get worse from global warming. The science isn't settled on global warming. Just kidding. I just wanted to see how ludicrous it felt to type that sentence. You know what? The science is settled on global warming. And if you've ever watched that show that's on Showtime right now, Vice, that thing scared the shit out of me last week when they were talking about global warming and the effects that it's actually having, and that the oceans are going to start rising, and that's kind of scary, guys. That's a little, you know, I'm sorry, a little nerve-wracking. Yeah, that really bothered me. But anyway, darling, I know that you rushed in to do this, and you probably have things you need to do and take care of that sweet little baby of yours. So I will let you go. And thank you so much for making the time and doing this with us. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun. I've enjoyed talking to you. Hopefully, I will get to see you again soon.
That would be great.
I'm crossing my fingers. It may happen.
Awesome.
You never know.
Yeah, that would be so good. This has been super fun. Thanks so much. I can't
You're
wait
welcome.
To post the link. I think it'll really help people.
Oh, yeah. It does. Yeah. It really does. And I will probably send it to you, well, within the next day or two. I'll get it all optimized and all that. And next week we have Mistress Delia on the Mistress Interviews. So if you feel like popping in and saying hi, Miss Scarlett, we would love.
Okay.
I just answered that question, Castaway. Ha ha, I'm ahead of you. Ha ha. So next week is Miss Delia, and then the 15th is Miss Andy. And you're just going to have to wait and see after that. So I'm going to say thank you so much again, Miss Scarlett, and thank you, everyone, for being here. And, oh, yes, and Castaway is going to send you that Top Gun link.
Thank you.
Oh, I think that'll be fun. I'd like to actually see that myself. So, Castaway, send it to both of us, please.
There
so, anyway, I will say good night from the Mistress Interviews. And everyone have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you back here next week.
Good night.
Good night.